This morning, as Kate said, the service is in a slightly different format to normal. We've got three little video clips that John Hardwick has put together for us to take us through the Pentecost story. During the first two videos, which we'll have in a minute, which are punctuated by Rob, who's going to read to us from Acts, we will have our usual creative challenge. And then in the third video, we'll add to that creativity. So to start with, if you would like to take up the challenge, with your paper and pens, your glue set of tape, we'd like you to make a gift box or a gift bag that can be 3D, because Pentecost is the birthday of the church. So we're thinking of like making a gift box or gift bag. So you can think about doing that in a three-dimensional way, or you can make something flat. So it could look like a box with just perhaps a flap for a lid, or you could make a fold up an envelope, like a little gift envelope. So use your imagination, use your resources if you want to do that during John's talks. Okay. So Rob's going to read to us now from Acts. So thank you, Rob.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues."
Thank you, Rob. So hopefully you're getting on all right with making something. And we'll have another video clip now where you can carry on, perhaps do the decorating bit, and we'll hear a bit more about Pentecost from John.
They were waiting, not knowing exactly what to do. They were waiting, not knowing exactly what to do. Who likes waiting? Put your hands up if you like waiting. Let's have a look. Yeah, no, I must admit, I can't really see any hands. Have you got your hands up for waiting? I used to hate waiting. You know, we used to have to wait in queues inside shops. Now we have to wait for queue in massive queues, sometimes huge queues, outside shops, 2 meters apart from each other. Everything's changed, but we're still waiting. In fact, we seem to be waiting more than ever in this pandemic. We seem to be waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen. The whole of our lives, we seem to spend waiting. I can remember when I was young, I went to a place called Dudley Tech that was my first college after I'd first left school. I went to Dudley Tech and I often had to work in Tipton Annex, and that meant that I had 3 bus journeys home. And Tipton and Dudley was a windy, wet, miserable place. In wintertime, it was dark, and I'd stand there shivering, having to wait for the first bus. And I'd have to get off the bus and wait for another bus, and it was still raining and windy, and I had to wait and wait. And then another one, until eventually I got home, and the whole journey was all about waiting. When we were younger, my little sister Joy complained that she had to wait. She'd see her older brothers going off cycling, and Mum would say, "You're too young." But as soon as she was old enough, she wanted to come cycling, and her brothers, we said, "You're too young, you're not strong enough." And so then she had to wait, and we never really let her come with us because she was too slow. How mean were we? Cut up big brothers for you. But we're going through this very strange time, this pandemic. I wonder how you're spending your time while you're waiting. I don't know about you, but I'm going for a good long walk every single day, and that's really, really good. Many of you, I'm sure, you're working in the gardens. Others are doing DIY. Many of us are having to try and carry on with work, but maybe working from home. Of course, not everybody's waiting. We think and we pray for the NHS, who are working so hard to try and save people's lives, and they look totally exhausted, so just encourage and praise them for all that they're doing for us, for our nation. But waiting, what other things are you doing? What other things do we have to wait for? We have to wait for... I used to wait for Christmas. I used to get so excited about Christmas was coming, and then it would come and go. And we wait for birthdays, and wait for the end of term when you're at school, wait for maybe the summer holidays, and maybe we're waiting for holiday clubs. Hey, I'm actually put a whole virtual holiday club online so that children don't miss out. This summer they can go to the holiday clubs, up to my holiday club online. So if you're not planning to go to one, join mine. Anyway, it is a very strange time. Jesus also kept his disciples waiting, or should I say God kept Jesus' disciples waiting, didn't he? In fact, we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus said this.
On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
I wonder why God kept them waiting. I think it would have been really special that when Jesus went with his disciples for the last time up the mountain to the peak, and then he said his goodbyes, wouldn't it be great as they were saying goodbye to Jesus, then rather than two angels appearing, which was pretty special, but something more incredible happened. Maybe two angels plus the wind, which sounded like a strong wind, and tongues of fire touched them on their heads. Why didn't that happen on the mountaintop? Whoa! And suddenly they had this mountaintop experience, and as they came down the mountain, they were almost shining with God's presence, and then they started to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus. And everybody, something amazing had happened on the mountain. Why didn't God 10 days in Jerusalem? I wonder why.
We're going to have a pause now in between the videos and have some prayers, which Miranda is going to lead us in. So if you've been doing something crafty, then just pop that to one side for a minute, and we'll just quietly have some prayers. Okay. During the next video, we're going to actually put something inside our boxes or bags or envelopes, because what we've actually got, Pentecost, was when the Holy Spirit was sent from God. It was a gift from God, and it was a gift for all of us for all of the time. So I'd like you to put some things inside your box or inside your envelope, inside your bag, which are the gifts that God has given you through his Holy Spirit. And this might be things for everyday life. You might have felt God helping you with this Holy Spirit in particularly difficult times. He might have given you strength or patience or helped you to cope with something. So we'll put those in our gift bag or our gift box, either words or drawings to remind us of all those times when God's Holy Spirit has come to us as a gift, helped us in particular situations or generally with life.
Actually, I believe that God is, of course, he's concerned about sharing the gospel, and he wants us to share the gospel, the good news of God's love with everybody, everywhere. But he's also concerned about us as people, as human beings. He knows that we're weak human beings, and he's concerned about our mental health, if you like. That's the term that people use now. And he knew that these men, these women, can you imagine what they'd been through? They used to, only a couple of months before, they followed Jesus. They were following Jesus as crowds of people flocked to hear Jesus. And they saw Jesus perform amazing miracles. And these guys had come to realize that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Wow, what an awesome, amazing time this was. They saw people being healed. They heard his words and they were just blown away by Jesus. They thought that they were invincible. They were with the Christ. That history is in the making. Everything that had been promised through the Bible about the coming of the Messiah was happening, and they were witnesses. In fact, they were friends. And wow, what an awesome time. This same, everything fell flat as they saw this same Jesus taken and arrested, and they fell back, but he didn't. And they saw him put on a cross and killed. And can you imagine this roller coaster of emotions going on in their minds? Everything they'd hoped for, their dreams, they thought they were invincible, it had all just fallen flat. And they must have felt so down. And then a few days later, 3 days later, there he was. Jesus was standing there in front of them, alive. And could this be? Surely this is just a dream. Surely this is a ghost. They were really confused. This can't be right. So then Jesus spent time with them, coming back and convincing them that this was real. He really was alive again. They needed that. And now Jesus has took them up a mountain. Yes, Jesus is back. And he was saying goodbye, and I'm leaving you. Talk about a roller coaster of emotions. And I believe that God gave them time of being happening. Yes, God cared for them too much to zap, bang them with, and he allowed them time to rest, time to absorb, time to take in, time to pray, time to read the word, time to draw close, time to gather people together. They came together and supported each other in prayer and encouragement. They were there in it together, waiting. He gave them peace and rest. And then he sent his spirit. Looked like tongues of fire came and touched every single one. On their head. I probably didn't get stuck on the glasses because I don't think they wore glasses. But again, and what sounded like a strong wind. And what's going on? What's going on? But it was the day the Spirit came. God's power came upon them. God's power came, dwelt within them. And suddenly, these people who were scared, confused, the disciples, suddenly they knew what to do. And Simon Peter, one of Jesus' followers, said, I know what we're going to do. Into the streets, and guess what they started to do? The gospel, the good news of God's love with everybody, everywhere. Yes, God had given them the confidence to do that by the power of his spirit coming inside them. Here we are, I've got a balloon. Ow, the trouble with balloons is they can, ow, they can hurt. Is that balloon complete? It is a balloon, look, have a close look. It is definitely a balloon. Ouch! But somehow, it's not quite complete, is it? What does a balloon need? I know. What did you say? Say, it needs somebody to blow air into it. That's right, to make it complete. Let's try and blow it up, shall we? Are you ready? Oh, I can't. Hey, I need a bit of help. I need some help to blow this balloon up. But hang on, here it is. I brought along my mate. This is a pump. And I can't do it on my own. I need air into this special, very special balloon. Look, that's what it's like. Look, not very exciting, but I'm the balloon. That's far more exciting, isn't it? Whoa, a big balloon. And look, we need to tie it. Suddenly the air has been blown into the balloon. Balloon is now complete, but this balloon is a special balloon. This is a modelling balloon, and that's what God does. It's like he blows his air, his spirit into us, and we become complete. But then he wants to shape us, just like a balloon modeler might take a balloon and shape it into something special. He shapes our lives. He turns us into what he wants us to be so that we can share the gospel, the good news, God's love with everybody, everywhere. I'm going to try and shape it into something. What shall I do? I know. I'll take it like this. 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 And we've got, a little doggy. How much is that? Come back. Dog in the window. So that's what God does. He breathes his spirit into us and then he turns us into the person that he wants us to be. Kind and good and sharing his love with everybody, everywhere.
No more waiting. The Holy Spirit has...
And we are also, like those disciples, going through a time of history. This has never happened in our lifetime. We've never had anything like this. It's almost like the world is having time to rest, the whole world. Apart from, of course, those workers who are doing so many things, and many others, obviously. But the rest of us, it's quite a unique time in the history of the world. A time for the world to rest. Less cars on the road, less pollution, less planes in the sky, so we can hear the birds. We can see the wildlife. We can see the beauty of God's creation if we open our eyes to see it. If we're spending that time searching for Him, a time when we can re-examine our own lives. What are we like as people? What do we really value? These things that we value so much, are they that important after all, as we often have to do away with them? What is so important? And I'm sure that as Jesus' disciples were waiting, they were reading and praying and spending time wanting to get to know God more. Is that your priority? Are you using some of this time searching for Him, spending time with Him, listening to His voice? I hope you are. And then, of course, 10 days later, they were all gathered together in a room, and the Spirit of God came upon them. What looked like tongues of fire, what sounded like a strong wind. Oh, and the Spirit had came, touching every single one of them. None of them were left out. The Spirit came for all. Wow. And of course, then they were ready. With God's power, they went out into the street. They had changed. After the time of rest, they had this. Are you just going to be exactly the same before this pandemic? I struggle to say that word. Before the coronavirus. As we go out into the world again, are we going to be a changed person with new values, a new way of living? I wonder, that's a challenge to us all, isn't it? And of course, God's timing was perfect. In this Bible story, God's timing was also perfect. He knew exactly when He wanted the Spirit to come. You see, what was happening in Jerusalem at the time, there was three different festivals. There had been the Passover festival, so thousands of people would have flocked to Jerusalem for that. And then there's the thanks to first fruits, thanking God. And also there was a festival of the tabernacle. So there would have been thousands of extra people in Jerusalem at that particular occasion from all over the known world. Jews from all over would have travelled to Jerusalem for these amazing festivals. And then that's when God's Spirit came. And that's when Peter went out into the streets and he was able to preach to so many people, thousands and thousands of people.
Now there were, staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?"
I've had that privilege. I once spoke at Spring Harvest on the main stage in front of around 5,000 people. And I led the all-age worship at the Baptist Assembly in front of 3,000 people. And they were great occasions because they were a nice audience. You know, they were up for it. They were nice Christians at these Christian conferences. But Peter, he wasn't speaking to a nice Christian conference. He was going out into the streets of Jerusalem. And as soon as he started to speak, people started to say, "Huh, you're just drunk." He was facing opposition. So God's power came on them just at the right time. And they were able to share the gospel, the good news of God's love, with all those people who were then going to be going back to their places, where they'd be able to pass on that message to others. So God did know what he was doing after all. He really did. And that's the same for us. We may struggle to understand what's happening, but we can still trust God. Are you trusting God in this time?
Well, I wonder if you've been able to put things into your bag, your box, your, piece of paper, whatever it is that you've created. I've unmuted you all, so don't say anything derogatory about me, because you're live. So, have people made a box, an envelope, a bag, and been able to put anything in it? We were talking about how the Holy Spirit coming and living within us is a gift from God, and that the Holy Spirit coming and living within us transforms and changes our lives. So what things do people really appreciate about this gift from God? What have some people written in their or put in their box? Anyone got anything? Peace of mind, I can see. There's a torch, light.
Yeah, that's power.
Power.
It's power.
The Holy Spirit brings power. Excellent. Strength. What else? I'm flicking between screens, so it's really difficult. There's a good health, mommy, move that. But words, yeah, I can see that. Anyone else? Oh, Pat, I can see yours, but I can't see it. Joy, peace, forgiveness, courage, love, perseverance. Anyone else got anything that I haven't said? Probably loads.
Grace, what was Grace just holding up?
Oh, it was Grace.
It's not Grace, it's Ivy.
Where's sorry.
Ivy, where are you? Oh, I can see you. What were you holding up? Oh, I can't hear you, though. Hold on. Go on.
Helpful.
Brilliant, yeah. Yes. Great. Holy Spirit, we've got there. Does that say tractor? Oh, God's our factor, not a tractor. Sorry. Very good. I like that. Well, there's lots of things, isn't there? There's lots of things that we are really thankful for. And the thing that I love about the Holy Spirit is that God sent the Holy Spirit to live within our lives. The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. So making his home within us, not just visiting and being there sometimes when we're feeling good, when things are okay, but making his home, going through the toughest times with us and providing that strength and that that grace and that love and everything that we need, so that even in this time, on the days that we wake up and we think, oh, another day, oh, today I woke up like that, I thought, oh, it's another day. What am I going to do today? And Joshua walked in and he went, what are we going to do today? And I thought, I don't know. It's another day. And yet in times like that, when you think a bit flat and you don't know what's happening, God's Holy Spirit is continuing to live in us and provide us with all that we need and walk with us and strengthen us and give us the things that get us through each day. We live and we breathe and we have our being because God has given us the breath to live and breathe and to walk with him. And in this time of waiting that John was talking about, we can also draw closer through the tough times and through the times that we actually enjoy some of the things that are happening. We draw closer to God. We're going to sing together our final song. It's called Strength Will Rise as we wait upon the Lord. As we wait in this time of waiting, in a way where we can't do as much as we would normally do, then God can work within us in different ways. So we're going to sing together. I'm going to mute you all. There we go. In the book of Isaiah, God says this, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. And the wonderful thing about Pentecost is we don't have to jump through hoops, dress up in a special way, as you can tell from all of us, be in a special place. We just come to God because he's right here with us. And even when we don't know what to pray, even though when we don't know what to say, even when we feel we have nothing to say, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit can communicate with God on our behalf, from our heart to his. And so sometimes we can just sit and we can let all our feelings come before God, and the Holy Spirit can bring those to him and he can comfort us and strengthen us. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we can gather once more together and we remember and we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of your Holy Spirit on all people, not just for a special time or a special moment, but for the whole of time. your Spirit, the Spirit of Almighty God, making his dwelling within our hearts. We can't understand that, Lord, and we can't comprehend it. And it seems really strange that you would do that, but also so very wonderful. We thank you that whatever mood we wake up in each day, that your Holy Spirit is dwelling within our hearts. We thank you that however we feel, that your Holy Spirit is here within us. We thank you that whether we have words to praise you and delight in you and speak of the wonders of your world, or whether we have no words because we cannot think how we feel or what to say, that your Holy Spirit dwells within us and communicates for us. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us all that we need to live, and that you walk with us every step of the way. And even when we don't recognise that, and even when we cry out and ask, where are you? That you continue to dwell right within us, that you hold on to us, even when we are tempted to let go of you. Lord, we ask you would continue to do this. Faithful God, we pray as you've been faithful through all our years, that you would continue to be faithful now. And that as we wait, that you would work in our lives in a deeper and a new and fresh way. So we say, come Holy Spirit, and work in our lives today, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. I've unmuted you all, so hold your tongues. It'll never become old, things like that, will it? In the book of Romans, it says this, and this will be our blessing today. May the God of hope fill you with all joy. May he fill you with all peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And may God bless us and keep us and forever be with us. Mm. Amen.
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 Mm. It's been good to be with you this morning. I'm sorry for the sometimes funny tech with the DVD. It's hard to play things over Skype, and so it does get a little bit like that. But, you know, as always in Cottenham Baptist Church, we muddle through.